When you come to Canada to study English, you'll find 5 major banks. They are the Bank of Nova Scotia, Scotiabank, the Toronto Dominion Canada Trust, TD Bank, Bank of Montreal, BMO, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, CIBC, and the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. The reason I mention these 5 is that you will want to choose one when you come here. It's a good idea to open a bank account to keep your money safe. You should open a bank account with either cash or traveler's checks. If you open it with a check or a bank draft, you may not be able to get your money for several weeks until the check or draft clears. You should research the different banks to find out their fees for their services and then choose the one that's best for you. There are different kinds of accounts you can open. For example, a savings account, a checking account, and a checking savings account. In my opinion, all you need is a checking account, which lets you take cash out of bank machines all over the city. Be sure to ask for a debit card to use in these machines. You just insert the card, type your personal identification number, PIN, and then follow the prompts to do what you need to do. The debit card can also be used in stores to pay for things. When you open a checking account, you need to have 2 pieces of identification. One of these has to have your picture on it, like your passport. The bank will ask you for your date of birth, your address in Canada, including postal code, your phone number in Canada, and your address in your home country. There are other things you can do at the bank too. For example, you can also exchange money from your home country to get Canadian dollars. You can buy auto insurance if you lease or buy a car here in Canada. Every renter, homeowner, and homestay student needs home insurance to protect their valuables, and a bank can help you do this. The bank also offers travel insurance for those times you may want to go south to the U.S. So as you can see, there are many things you need a bank for.